Rav Kiva Eger, in Shailos HaTshuvos Rav Kiva Eger, it's in Chelek Aleph, it's in Simin Chof He, was asked a gewaldige kasha. The halacha is, it's an Erechaim Simin Reish Tes, that if somebody has a Sofik brachos, so you have a Sofik, do you have to make a bracha or not make a bracha? Birchas Hanenin. The halacha is, Sofik brachos, the hakel, you're not allowed to make a bracha. You're also not allowed to eat, because it's also to eat without making a bracha. But the point is, if you have a suffix, brachos, the halacha is, you don't make a bracha. There's two exceptions to the rule. One is Birchas HaMazon. The other one is a famous chiddush from the Shach Gesariye, and that is Birchas HaTor. Birchas HaMazon, the Gemara says, is Deiraisa. Birchas HaTor is a big shayla, but under a hold is also Deiraisa. And being that those brachos are Chiyuve Deiraisa, so over there the halacha is not Sofik Brachas Lahakel. But if you have a Sofik, if you benched, you're supposed to bench again. If you have a Sofik, if you made Birchas HaTor, you haven't zin by a Havarabba, but let's say even that didn't work. So then what you're supposed to do is, you're supposed to go ahead and you're supposed to make a Brachas. I'll show you last Rabbi Kiva Eger that I don't understand. Why is it that every time you have a Sofik Brachas Lahakel, you don't make a Bracha? Or even when you have a Sofik Birchas HaMaz and Sofik Birchas HaTor, you do go ahead and make a Bracha, and you get involved in maybe making a Bracha in a tzricha, I have a poshte etza. The etza is, the Mishnah says in Perek Eluhein, Elu Nemarim B'chaloshein, that brachos could be said in any language. And it's Gepaskin Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Simin Kuf Pehe. Not only could you make a bracha, the Nusach HaBracha in any language, but you can even say the Shem Hashem in any language. It's all included in the halacha that says that brachos could be said in any language. The truth is, it's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Binyamin Raya, Binyamin the Shepherd, Korach Rifta, he once broke bread. The Amar, and he said, Brich Mare Dahaipita. That was the bracha. Amar Rav, Rav heard the bracha that Binyamin Raya made, and he said, Yotza. Faith the Gemara, how could Rav said Yotza? The Amar Rav, Rav said, Kol Bracha She'im Ba'askaras Hashem, in a bracha. That if you make a bracha and you're not masking the Shem Hashem, it's not going to be a bracha. Samara says, you're right. The Amar Binyamin Haraya said, not Brich Mori Dahai Pita. He said, Brich Rachmana Mori Dahai Pita. But the bottom line is, it's a Mefurish Gemara, that you can make a bracha in any language. You can even be masked the Shem Hashem in any language. So the Shoyal asks Rav Kiva Eger, the Shach says in Yerudei Simin Kuf Ayin Tes, that even though it's Aser to be Moichik the Shem Hashem, like the Gemara talks about on Daf Lamed Hey, it's Aser to be Moichik the Shem Hashem, right? There's certain Shemes that are Enom Nimchakim. But that's only true if you write the Shem Hashem Beloshen HaKoytash. If you write the Shem Hashem Beloshen Laz, L'shoni Azov Shel Hashach. For example, if you would write Got Beloshen Ashkenaz, Ukadoima, and you would be Moichikit, you wouldn't be over the Isser Mechikas Hashem. Because the Shem Hashem Beloshen Chol doesn't have the Kedusha that would garner an Isser Mechikas Hashem. So said the Shoyot Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's anytime a person finds himself in a situation where it's a Safik Brachis, let him make a Bracha. B'chol Loshen, it's Mavur and Brachas Taf Mem Amudeis, it's Kapaskin and Erechaim Simekuf Behei, that the Bracha is going to be a Bracha. You can even say the Shem Hashem. What did Binyamin Raya say? He said, Brich Rachmana Mori Dahai Pita. Rachmana is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the problem? Maybe you don't have a Chiv to make a Bracha and you're going to be Moitzi the Shem Shamayim Levatola. You have nothing to worry about because the Shach said that Hashem B'loshen Chol Adosh Kedushas Hashem. You can be Moichikin. If you give me Moichin, there's no wisdom to be masquerade either. So if that's the case, every single time there's a Sophic Brachas, the Shoy last Rab Kivega, just make a Bracha and make it Belosh and Las. And by the way, his taina was, don't only use it for a Sophic Brachas where you can't make a Bracha, you should use it for Birchas HaMazon as well. You should use it for Birchas HaTor as well. Why get involved in a shaila, in a controversy, in a Sofik brachas? Is an easy way out. Just make the bracha b'chaloshin, be maske the Shem Hashem b'chaloshin, you'll be yoytze ilchis brachas based on the fact that brachas anamar b'chaloshin. You won't be over the iser of being maske Shem Shemayi levatala based on the shachin yeridei asim and kufayin test. At first glance, this would seem to be a very, very easy, simple, obvious etza. So Kveger wrote back to the shoyal, a davar charef. He told him that we know, we spoke about this in the Hakdama to Perek Shvuah Shayim Basra, that the Rambam Shita is that the only time a Shvuah is a Shvuah, whether it's a Shvuah Sheker, whether it's a Shvuah Shav, even a Shvuah Zbitoy, the only time a Shvuah is a Shvuah is if the person swore in the name of Hashem. If a person makes a Shvuah and he doesn't swear in the name of Hashem, it doesn't carry with it all the Chiyuvim of Shvuah. The Rambam, when he brings this halacha, says that although it's true, the only time a Shvuah is if you swear in the name of Hashem, you don't actually have to be masking one of the shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody would swear using one of the kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that too would constitute swearing in the name of Hashem. Loshen HaRampam. Echad HaNishba. Oy she'eshpi oy achar b'shem HaMiyuchad. Oy be'echad min HaKinuyim. Kigoyin she'nishba b'mi she'shmoy Chanun. U'b'mi she'shmoy Rachum. U'b'mi she'shmoy Erech HaPayim. U'kiyoytze behen b'chol loshoyin. Arezu Shvu Gemur. So the Rambam, and this is in Hilchah Shvu's Perek Beis Halacha Beis, says that when I shtaldavek my shita, that every Shvu, I feel Shvu's bitoy has to have Hashem. It doesn't have to be the shem HaMefoyrish, Mamish. Even if it's only a kinoy, if you say Rachum, Chanun, Erech HaPayim, being that these are kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we understand, we chap that you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that too would be enough for this to constitute a shvua with the Shem Hashem. Said Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's pashit. That if somebody would make a shvua, if somebody would swear, and he would swear in the name of Hashem, using not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name B'loshen HaKadosh, but rather B'loshen Chor, it would be a shvua. Why? Because it's like Gara from a kinoy, right? It can't be that saying God or God or some other synonym thereof should be gara from saying rachum chanun and erech hapayim. What's the yisoid of rachum? Rachum doesn't mean Hashem, but it's a kinoy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We chap. When you say rachum, what you mean is misha shmoy rachum. Okay, so if you say got, it's also a kinoy. We chap that what you mean is misha shmoy got. You're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, even though it's true, it's not the chetzusoy, a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the same time, a kinoy for the shame Hashem it is. Says Reb Kivega, that's posh. So if somebody would swear any one of the shvuas of Masach the Shvuas, and you would do it in the name of God, that would be a geheriga shvua, right? There's no question in the world that would be a real shvua. If that's the case, said Reb Kivega, the Gemara says in Masech Des Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph Amar Rav Ve'i Teima Reish Lakish Ve'amri Lan. Some say Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Ve'amri Travay Kol Amavarech Brachos Ein Etzricha. Any person that makes a Brachos Ein Etzricha Over Mishum Loisisa Hashem Hashem Alekach Lashav. If somebody makes a Bracha where he didn't have to make a Bracha, he's over Loisisa Hashem Hashem Alekach Lashav. What's the Oimik of this Gemara? If somebody just mentions the name of Hashem in vain, he's over an essay. As Hashem Alekecha Tira, you have to have Yira of the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't just frivolously mention the name of Hashem. If you do it in the context of a brach, it gets upgraded. Now it's not only as Hashem Alekecha Tira, now it's Loisisa Hashem Hashem Alekecha Lashav, now it fits into the Ten Commandments. That means is the word Loisisa Hashem Hashem Alekecha Lashav, which is the Makar to Shvua Shav, doesn't mean Shvua. If you look at the Ramban Al HaTorah, the Ramban says the word Sisa means to carry. And he says very often you find the nusach of carry in the context of speech. Masa Dvar Hashem, the Nevi'im, sometimes you find that lashon. He brings different examples of Nach where you find this idea. But the bottom line is that Loisis Hashem Hashem Alekecha Lashav is not inherently talking about a shvua. Now, of course, we know the Messiah is, I mean, shvua. But the Messiah is oichit, that it's referring to a bracha she'in etzricha. But said Reb Kiva Eger, what emerges is that if a person makes a bracha she'in etzricha, this person is going to be over the lav in the Torah of Loisis Hashem Hashem Alekecha Lashav. Now, the Amish Reb Kiva says is that if you take a look at Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos says that when the Gemara says if you make a bracha she'in etzricha over loisisa, it's not a drasha gemura. It's an asmach de ba'alma. Really, all it is an issa de rabbanan. Okay, making a bracha she'in etzricha is less chamor than stam bi maske shem shemaim levatala, and all it is an asmach de rabbanan de loisisa. Or b'shitas Rambam and shitas Shari Rishonim is not that way, and that is loisisa shem Hashem al kachal hashav is a regular issa de raisa. So said Rabbi Kiva Eger, what was the shayl zaitza? The shayl zaitza was that every time you have a suffik brachis, why do you not make a bracha? Or why do you get yourself involved in a suffik brachas? Why not just make the bracha b'chaloshin? Brachas an amar b'chaloshin. You'll be masked the shem shemayim b'chaloshin as well. What's the problem? The problem is that it's a suffik. How can you mention the name of Hashem? If you're going to say it b'chaloshin, you have the shach and kofayin tes in your Yeridea that says that there's no wisdom mechikas Hashem because it has no kedusha. So if it has no kedusha, there's no problem mechikas Hashem. There's no wisdom to be masked shem shemayim either. Says Reb Kivegi, you know why? Oh, why it doesn't work? Because the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph Kol Mevarech Brachas Shein Yitzricha Oiver Mishum Loisisa. And if you're Oiver Mishum Loisisa Zois Hoimeres, it gets involved in that parsha. Loisisa, the Torah says Loisisa Hashem Hashem Alekecha Lashav. And the Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Beis Hilchos Shvuos that what does it mean Loisisa Hashem Hashem Alekecha Lashav? It means Afilu Akinoy. And that's Pashit, says Reb Kiva Eger, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Loshen Laz is Loigarev in Akinoy. Can't be worse than Rachum Chanan and Erech HaPayim. If that's the case, you're going to be Oiver the Zelba Loisisa. And if that's the case, from Kiva told the Shoyal, this is not going to be an Eitzah. Emes is, this Reb Kiva Eger, again, it's in Chuvis Reb Kiva Eger, Chela Gal Simen Chaf Hei, is mefurish in the Chassam Sofer as well. The Chassam Sofer is in Chidushei Chassam Sofer, Al Hashas, Nedarim Daf Beis Amir Aleph. It's the last piece on that base. He says it a little bit more bekitzer, but after seeing the tshuva for Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you take a look at the Chassam Sofer said word for word that it's the same thing, just to read the last paragraph after he chazes over the whole cheshbon we just made. Well, afiza mevur, the bechol safik bracha, also loy mabrich rachmona mora da alma. The zeha vinami bracha levatolo, kamoy eloikeinu melech oilom, says the Chassam Sofer. It's going to be no different. Now, just to clarify, I, Binyamin Raya, Binyamin Raya and Bracha is Dachmem of the base, he made that Bracha. And Rava said, Yatza, that's because he had a chiv to make a Bracha. Avad if you mechuyev to make a Bracha and you make the Bracha is going to be a Bracha. The Shaila is, could you get out of a Safik Brachas using this Eitzah? The answer is no, because this is always going to be considered a regular Bracha. Recently, I got a hold of a Sefer, thank you, Nachi, that's called Birchas Moshe. So this Sefer, Birchas Moshe, was written by Rav Moshe Korner. He was a European Gadol who lived in the late 1700s, early 1800s. He wrote many, many Svarim. This particular Sefer that he wrote is Negeya Hilchis Brachos, hence the name of the Sefer, which is called Birchas Moshe. Nachi tracked down the Sefer somehow, and it ended up by me. But regardless, so in the Sefer Birchas Moshe, I was going through it a little bit. On page 28, he says as follows. He says, "Ve'eshtoimem al hamara asher einai ro be'ezet suri be'poisk she'gadzru oimer b'simin reish tesiv gimel b'chol abrachos im nistapek im beirach einai mevarach loy b'tchilav loy b'sayf." Anytime you have a suffik brachos, you don't make a bracha. Chutz mi birchas hamazin shehu shal teira v'agoyim shagisari simichavtal hoichiach tegam birchas ha-teira doi raisa. Etc., etc. And then he says as follows: V'zocharti yomim mikedem shebimesibas rash mulchamois ba'artzos Italia. There was a war going on in Italy. B'shnas tovkuf samichtes. That's the year 1809. Misparon. There was an issue where the oilam was having a hard time finding a kosher esrog, and the only esrog they were able to find came from Corfu. So if you know, you know. This was the Corfu Esrig Tumul. Shayu az becheskas Murkavin. And there was a big tumul about it, because the Olam held that the Esrig was a Murkiv. And at that point, Hamira hazokin kimashmoy, ukehadrash, haraba mufak agodal batoir bachsidas Rav Daniel, zechitzadik the Kodesh Lavracha, sheyoshav al keis hoira, bekila mefuora hoiratno, omo ba molushal toir, vizem vichika yoise miyud davin becharif zubakias, vetikin oz lavorech, brich rachmana ashekedishonu bemetsois vetsivanu al netilas lulav. So at that time, the great Moira, Rav Daniel Meharotno, who by the way is famous for his work called Chamudei Daniel. So the Baal Chamudei Daniel, he went and he issued the following psak. He said he wrote 10 pages on this. And he said, you should take this esrog, which was a questionable esrog, this Corfu esrog, because of Cheskas Morkov, and you should make a bracha. But the bracha that you should make is Brich Rachmono. Don't be masked the Shem Hashem. What you should do is you should say the Shem Hashem, Beloshim Los. V'chol G'doylei Ha'ir Shomulup Kudosei Ve'im Poitzapeh. And everybody heard the psak of the Chamudei Daniel, and everybody went along with it. They made a bracha on this esrog Hamorkiv, or this questionable esrog, the Corfu esrog, and they made the bracha Loshen las. And then he says as follows: Kigroi hagoyin, Moireinu v'Rabbeinu, haramoisha soifer, yaruch yomav al kisei mamlachtei bekilu kadoshu prishborg divrayel. He said that this, it sounds a little bit like he had written this somewhere, and the Chassam Sofer, this is while the Chassam Sofer is alive, this Sefer that I'm reading from was printed in 1833. So the Chassam Sofer somehow got a hold of this, psak. V'som Ayin iyunay aleyem, and he was ma'ayin in the inyan, yoysem mishfu eshtayim, great pun, considering what we're learning right now, he tivu mili be'enov, he liked very much these words, ha'tohirim, kasha biyodoy, mechtovoy, or kasha biyodi, mechtovoy, mechoydesh sivon shnas, herani masay tokfoy. In fact, I have a letter that I received from the Chassam Sofer, dated the year Tovkuv Peivav, she'osa halacha lemaisa. Did he actually pass in this way? Halacha lemaisa. What was the maisa? Pam achas hikra mikra loy tahira hoysa levana. One time the levana wasn't pure. Vayakarv lizman yudalud yomim chay shoyz reich sadik vav chetzi chalokim noch finif. I don't know. Pasach va'amar brich rachmana vechulu asheb ma'amare barish chokim. And he went ahead and he did this. So This Yid, Rav Moshe Korner, writes that I had written somewhere this psak from the Chamud Daniel regarding the Korfu Esrig, and the Chassam Sofer saw it, and he wrote me a letter. He says, I have the letter. It's Chodesh Sivan, right? Dava B'itay Matoy. It's the year Tov Kuf Peivav. He said, I'm literally physically sitting on this letter with the Chassam Sofer, right? I had a tremendous hanov from what you said. As a matter of fact, I went and I pasked in this Shiloh. It was Negeya Kiddush Lavana. And then he writes, there was another Gadol that came across this psak. Also, Rabbi Yitzchak Dukla, he was one of the Gaivids of Prishbarg, and the bottom line is, Ander Tzadikin went along with this psak. He brings different examples of where he personally implemented them. One of them is very, very interesting. He writes, Eidim Ksherim Halalu, Oidim Chayim V'Kayomim Tilo Hashem Yisal. He said, all these Eidim that I'm saying are masked. Meaning, Chassam Sofer is alive. Kenz Tefregin of the Vils. He says, they're all alive right now. Hu Berach Yogin Aleim V'Aleinu. And then he says as follows, Val Piem Berachti. He says, I want you to know, I once invoked this bracha by myself. I said, Brich Rachmana Al Asar Harotzu L'Rev Echav Anshel Rothschild. He said, I once met Anshel Rothschild. And he said, I wanted to make a bracha when I met him. But I don't know if I'm allowed to make a bracha. So he said, I invoked this. I said, I heard it from the Chamude Daniel. The Chassam Sofer wrote me a letter that he likes it. He says, why can't I do it? And he said, it's based on a Magen Avram, that if you meet someone that's like a Gersegvir, a big Sar, even though he's not a Melech Mamish, could be you can make a bracha. But the Maisa, I was a little bit unsure. So I did this. Then he says, one time I had a tailor make me a suit. And this suit was Mamish, a beautiful suit. And I wanted to make a Toiv Amitiv, and I wasn't sure. So again, I said, Brich Rachmon. He says, this is Minhagi Me'oilam. I always go ahead, and whenever I'm not sure what to do, this is the bracha that I make. So I'm Mamish. Nachi gave me this sefer 2 weeks ago. And I took it with me to Shul Shabbos morning. I'm going through it. And Imamish brings that he has a letter from the Helik Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer loved this idea. And it's a Pella. It's not like the Tshuvas Rav Kiva Eger, okay? The Chassam Sofer is allowed to argue with his Shver Rav Kiva Eger. But it's not like the Chassam Sofer Alein. The Chassam Sofer writes, Rochel Bitcha Ktana in the Dorim Dav Beis, he says in Mamish Mefurish, Ulefizeh Mevur, the Bechol Sofik Bracha, also Loi Mabrich Rachmana Mara Da Alma, the Zehavi Nami Bracha Levatola, Kemoya Likenu Melech Oilam. Rochel Bitcha Ktana. Chayra, it's a pillow. What's going on over here? So I searched up and down. First of all, is this a Tshuvas Chassam Sofer? It's not. It's not a Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. So I said, how are we going to find this? How are we going to find this Tshuva? So this is the best secret on the Svarim Shack. You look at the Maftechus Rabbi Avadi Yosef. Right? If you ever have to find something, I figured, let me go to the Maftechus Rabbi Avadi Yosef. He's for sure going to have a Tshuva or two or three on this topic. And Kol Rosloi Onesle. So for sure, if this Sefer Brichas Moshe, I just don't even know who wrote it, he's probably going to have access to it. So I looked in the Maftech, and sure enough, he has a long Tshuva, and bang. He brings this Sefer Brichas Moshe. And he brings the Rabbi Yosef Zechayah Stern, the great Sinai, already had access to this Brichas Moshe. In fact, in its Siv, in its Hemek Shelo, in its Pirush on the Sheiltis, he also quoted this Sefer Brichas Moshe. And he brings the whole Arichas. And then he says, take a look in the Shailos HaTshuvos Tzitz Eliezer. And this is in Chelik Yud, it's in Simon Yud Aleph, it's a tshuva that was written to Rabbi Yisrael Veltz. So Rabbi Yisrael Veltz was the Gaivid of Budapest who ended up living in Yerushalayim after the war, and he was very nunt with the Tzitz Eliezer. We have a raid bite where we spoke about a shaychis between Rabbi Yisrael Veltz and the Tzitz Eliezer. It was also in Negei Esrig. Not the Korfu Esrig, but with regards to whether or not the Yidden took Dalet Minim when they were in the Midbar. But regardless, so he, Rabbi Yisrael Veltz, Rabbi Yisrael Veltz came across this Birchas Moshe. He saw it quoted in a Sefer. And he wrote to the Tzitz Eliezer, it's a pliat suma because it doesn't shtim with the Chassam Sofer in the Dorim Daveis. How do these two Chassam Sofer shtims? What's going on over here? Now, it's very interesting because if you go through the Tshuva and if you like this type of drama, like Svarim drama, Ayin Shum, there's a lot there. It's in Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Yud Simen Yud Aleph. It's Mamish Kedai if you like this. But regardless, so over there, it seems that when Rabbi Yisrael Veltz saw this Sefer Birchas Moshe quoted, the way it was quoted was that the Chassam Sofer had passed in the Psak of the Chamude Daniel that you should make a bracha on the Korfu Esrig, albeit Beloshen Las. That was the Psak that he had made. And the Rabbi Yisrael Veltz said there's no way the Chassam Sofer would have passed in to make a bracha on the Korfu Esrig. It's not possible. So they clarified and they found out that that Sefer had been misquoting the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer really had never said it regarding the Kurfu Esrei. He said it regarding Kiddush Lavana. That's what he had said it about. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisrael Veltz wrote back, it's still Shver. It's still Shver. Because at the end of the day, how does it stem with the Chassam Sofer and the Darim Daf Beis? At the end of the day, there's still a Steer of the Chassam Sofer. So how could it be? So Netzitz Eliezer writes back to him as follows. He says, Demis was like this. I don't know if it's such a Steer. I don't know if it's such a Steer. Because if the Maisa was said regarding Kiddush Lavana, then it could be Kiddush Lavana is different for two reasons. Number one, Kiddush Lavana is a Birchas Hoida. And there's a Shita in Shailos HaTshuvos based David HaSfardi, Eirechaim Simon Shin Nun Tes, that we don't say Safik Brachas LaHakal when it comes to Birchas Hoida. Additionally, Kiddush Lavana, the mitzvah is the bracha. It's not a bracha on something else. The bracha is the Guf HaMitzvah. And he says, Ayin Shalos HaTshuvos Chikigei Lev Cheluka Rechaim Simen Dalet, where it could be over there, you don't say Safik Brachas Lahak. I mean, this Bekiyas is just Nishnama. So he said, based on those two factors, it could be that there's a chilik between Kiddush Lavana and between what the Chassam Sofer was writing about in the Darim Daf Beis. But he says, but at the end of the day, this is what he says, says, we don't know for sure what's going on. Because what we have is one tiny excerpt of a letter. You don't know whether there are other factors. Maybe the Chassam Sofer held Ruba de Ruba, Stodim, really, you should make the bracha. He was mamish being soimich on it for a little neufich. He says, it's very, very hard to know what exactly meant. Said the Tzitz Eliezer, v'nuchal al kein laharer v'loimah. I think it's okay to have the following here. That b'kigoyin zeh, this is a tzushtel, to something that Rav Shmuel Landau wrote in Madur Tinyan of Noida B'Yehuda Yerideya Simen Chav Tes. Kasher Rav Godol Echa, this is famous. Kosav le'sha'ove v'agoyin Noida B'Yehuda Idea lo'sha'chazam ipsak. It was a tumult about a certain fish, and the Noida B'Yehuda had ishim the kula, and there was the Rabbanim were not happy with it. And then after the p'tir of the Noida B'Yehuda, a certain Rav of a kehila wrote to Rav Shmuel Landau that I got a letter from your father, and your father told me that he was chaser. And Rav Shmuel Landau wrote back to him, you're a shakran. He says, you're a liar. He says, you mean to tell me that my father was okay with having a psak circulating in Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda and not telling the world that it's not okay, but he decided to tell you? Right? You hear shmuz like this sometimes about different poiskim, that they know that he didn't really mean it. This is what Shmuel Landau wrote back. He says, don't chalila think that my father would have done. He'd be machshel a tzibur, but you know the truth. He says, you're a shakran. He came down so strong on him. And he says, I don't know, but maybe it could be maharer that if we know that the Chassam Sofer wrote, Rochel Bitcha Ktana, he said, Mefurish, that it's Osir, you have a letter from Tov Kuv Pei Vav. You have to know Vashtate in that letter. And unless you know Vashtate in that letter, this is not something you can bring into Beis Medrash, and it's not something you'd be able to be Seimich on, because Ein Lanu, Ela Mash Einenu Royas, and that is the Psak over there. And the Emes is like this. Tzitz Eliezer brings, he says, take a look in the Maram Shik, who is the Talmud Muvik of the Chassam Sofer, in the Maram Shik's Sefer HaMitzvahs, and this is in Mitzvah Samech Tes, says the Maram Shik, the Chen. He brings this chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, this groysa chiddush that you can't make a suffik brachas afilu b'lashon chol. He says, "V'chein shamati mipi morin hagoyim b'al chassam sofer. V'chein hu bechidush of reish perikamed in adarim the gamba om abrich rachmana dahipito imhulu v'atala even bishum leisisa afal gafte hu b'lashon targum v'rak kinoi." Again, v'chein shamati mipi morin agoyim b'al chassam sofer v'chein hu bechidusha. He said, I saw in his chidushim and I heard it from his mouth that Ram Shik, who was a Talmud Muvik of the Chassam Sofer, was made that he heard from the Chassam Sofer, klar, that he went along with this psak. By the way, if you want to just add one knach, some of the drama that's going on in the Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer, he said, this letter that Ram Moshe Korner had was from the year Tov Kuf Pei Vav. He said, the chidush Chassam Sofer that we have, right, we know the Chassam Sofer used the date, everything that he wrote, Ki Yodua, and the date of the chidush Chassam Sofer, Mesach Nesadarm, is Tov Kuf Pei Vav. It's the same year. So you can't even say maybe he was chaser. It's like too hard. The two were written mamish on the same year. The bottom line is, this is the psak of Rabbi Kiva Eger. As they state oichet in the Heligach Chassam Sofer, a little bit of drama that's playing itself out here in the Sefer Brichas Moshe with these, I just stumbled on it, but the way these Bekiyim and these Sinais had and varfing all these marmakoymas, it's mamish not to be believed. It is kedai to mention that the Pnei Yeshua, The Pnei Yeshua Masechtas Brachos Daf Yud Beis says Mefurish that the Eitzah works. So even the Rabbi Kineger says it doesn't work, and the Chassam Sofer says it doesn't work. I mean, we had the Eidus about the Chamudi Daniel, and it seems like the Chassam Sofer was also maskim to it at the very least on some level. But it's already a Pnei Yeshua from Kadmonim. It comes from Pnei Yeshua as the Chador Friya the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Kineger. But either way, Pnei Yeshua Mefurish and Brachos Yud Beis Amar Aleph, he suggests this as an Eitzah in the event that somebody finds himself in a situation. We are going to stop here.